because we're welcome all to our meeting tonight, and there's a couple of meat eaters here as well. So I thought I'd tell you about being a vegetarian. Meat eaters need to show vegetarians a little bit more respect. Seriously, it's not easy being this pretentious and condescending on a low protein diet, right? Yeah. If you want to get on the vegetarian's nerves, it's very easy. Just go up and say, I'm vegetarian too. Except I occasionally eat fish. We fucking want to kill you! Hard, low protein diet, but I really do want to stab you in the face. There's a lot of confusion. Vegetarians don't eat any meat. If you do eat meat, and you quit yourself vegetarian and eat fish, you're a pescatarian, and vegans, they're a pain at dinner parties, don't they? I'm hitting 31 soon. I do worry about what I eat. I worry about a lot of things. I worry about snot. Does it have a smell? If it did, how would we know? That's true. I always worry if other people's taste different, but that's probably going a bit too far. I worry about things my mum used to tell me. She used to say to me, you should never speak ill of the dead. Never speak ill of the dead. No one ever says that about Hitler. She used to say, knowledge is power. I'm not so sure about that. You know, I'm not that smart, but I reckon I could beat Steve Hawkins in a fight. I worry about racism. Not in the same way I think. I worry about the quality of racism. It's just, you know, it used to be all about kind of, as black, then became pro-white, and now it's about all pro-Anglo-Saxon heritage. And you know, I looked it up. The Angles came to this country in the 5th century. They settled. They farmed the land. Foreigners coming over here, taking our jobs, taking our houses. Where they came from. The Angles don't even make a decent curry. I found on the internet. I find a lot of things on the internet. I looked up a Scientologist blog. They're awesome. She was worried about being persecuted for her religion, which I found quite interesting. I was raised Catholic, so I don't know much about Scientology. I know about Christianity. To be honest, persecution didn't really hurt the whole Christian thing. You might say it was a bit necessary that they were persecuted. Jesus Christ was crucified. Persecution, a bit necessary. I mean, if he hadn't been crucified, at the very least, nuns couldn't accessorize anymore. But then maybe they could wear little chains of, you know, she didn't run old, so colostomy bags or. No, that's a very bad image, actually. Mums and cloths both wear trousers. I don't know where the crossover is. God, I'm nervous in my first time. To remember my next line. Which was, I have a girlfriend, which is, I know, a girl. I have a girlfriend. She's smarter. Who's here is going out with someone smarter than them?
All the blokes.
There's some couples. Just so you know, if you partner put the hand up after you, they think you're the stupid one. I did actually find out how smart my girlfriend is the other day. We were going through an underpass, and there was graffiti on the wall. And she looked at her, my graffiti's awful. Sharon's a home. It's awful. I agree. It's my default position. It's barely legible. It's been a posh there, and apparently Sharon's some kind of gardening implement. I'm dyslexic. I didn't get it. Yeah, she's smart. But we argue. All couples argue, I think. But she normally beats me. She is smarter than me. I admit that. Except the other night, she turned to me and she said, "You know what, Paul? You are childish and churlish." And I said to her, "Yeah, I know, you are, but what am I?" I live with my partner, which is nice. Normally housemates. Just kind of had one of that, was Becky. Living with two girls, not as I imagined when I was 15, have to be honest. Be careful, English. Okay, just really get your English wrong. Before that, my best mate Rob used to live with him, which was awesome. He would occasionally leave the room in his light on, you know, when he'd go out, and that annoys me. I'm into environmentalism, so I'd go in. And I turned the light switch off if he was out. Except one time I went in there and he was still in the room having a wank. Oh. I don't know why I didn't mind, you probably know it. It was a bit embarrassing at the time, but as you can see, all the stains came out. So really, anyway, thanks very much. Have a great day.